Okay, so part two of Itzdava. Ready? It's going to be obvious immediately why this is part two. Trust me, this is part two of several. So I'm going to run through it because you've done it already, you spent time on it. I'm going to run through the sugya. Okay? I'm going to focus heavily on the question that I asked you, which is, according to Rashi, if the bottom sukkah is independently tzilata meruba mechamata, right? Am I concerned at that point about kamitztarif schach pasol v'hadi schach kasha? Okay? And your answer to that is?
So if it's over 20 amos,
So you do have, how do you know that you have a problem?
No,
I'm saying, how do you know that Rashi says that? Can you show me in Rashi where he says that? Which Dibur Machal are you in? Okay, beautiful. Right, so Rashi says that we're talking about a case where the bottom one is silata meruba, and nonetheless, Rashi says that ukigom the kami travaya with hoch estrim la arts di al yonah lemal mi estrim af tachtona psula mishum who starve slach pasul by had kasher, right? Mishum schach lemal. This is the famous Rashi schach. And we should take note, right? Rashi says the schach l'mal mi esrim psula. That doesn't work so great in the rush, ostensibly, right? Okay, that's a next shlap, but one thing at a time. But before we get to that, so Rashi says, you're telling me very clearly, we're talking about the bottom is tzilata meruba, right? And nonetheless, he says that I'm concerned about kamitztari schach pasul bahadei schach kasher. Right? That's what he says. Okay, now let's start from the beginning of the sugya. Okay. Ha'ose sukato tachara ilan kiwa sab tocha bayit. Okay. Sukkah al gabi sukkah halyona kshera wa tachtona psula. Rabbi Yehuda omer im'ein diurin ba'alyona tachtona kshera. Okay, so we have here sukkah tachat ilan and sukkah sukkah tachabayit, and we have sukkah tachat sukkah, right? And all those cases are number one psula, and number two they're the same basic principle, right? And certainly that's clear, if not in the Mishnah, which I think it is clear in the Mishnah. It's certainly clear in terms of Rabbeinu Hananel, etc., that's the case. Okay. So, says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Lo Shano Elabi. I'm just running through, because you already know this. I'm just running through it. Okay, so we'll. No, it's fine. That's why you never chapter. Okay, fine, no problem. Let's. Sukkah al Gabi Sukkah Vachule. Okay, no problem. I didn't do that part. Okay.
Because they're
on
the sheet.
Right. Oh, so you need one of them, not the other.
So
I see. Okay. Say that. Okay. So I'm just going to do it. Well, let's see if it's absolutely necessary. Give me one second to just see whether we need to do it. I guess I wasn't clear about how we were doing it, but okay. So you know what? We need to do that first piece. I thought you had done it. Let me read it through with you, okay? And read the Gemara quickly together with Rashi. Okay, unless you want to, do you want to first do it yourselves, and then we'll do it? It's up to you. What would you like to do? Okay, so read through. Amar Rav, Lo shanu ela bi'ilan shetzilato meruba mechamata. Aval chamato maru mitilato kshera. Okay? So we're talking about an ilan. When we say an ilan, it's a problem. It's an ilan that is silata meruba mechamata. Okay? Mimai. Midgetani ki ilu asa betoch habayit. Lama the mitne ki ilu asa betoch habayit. Says psula, lene psula. El kamash mulan di ilan dum yedabayit. Ma bayit silata meru mechamata. Ak ilan silata meru mechamata. Okay? So, and what really is being said, if you look at Rabbi Hananel and you look at, if you really look at closely, the point is, and this connects to a lot of things that we discussed already, just very, very briefly, because we're not going into these aspects of Sugya, but what we're saying is that there is this, these three psulim of Sukkah, Tachat, Ilan, Bayit, or Sukkah, where we're talking about it's silat merubah lechamata, meaning that you have, remember we talked about that it's chamata merubah, that it's batel. We said, what does it mean it's batel? We still say that hutzin yotzin betoch asar tvachim is a problem. It doesn't mean that those pieces of sach or tree or leaves, whatever, don't exist. And it's very important to realize. What we mean is that there isn't a, for lack of a better word, there isn't a layer as an entity, as one achida, right? We don't have one entity, one unit. It's as individual pieces they exist, but as a kavs of a schach or a bayit or an ilan, right? We don't have another gag, let's call it, right, which makes the sukkah's schach entirely irrelevant. Okay? As you make a sukkah indoors, so the schach of the sukkah, there's nothing to discuss, it's just irrelevant because it's indoors, right? Because you have another god, so whatever the top god is, that's the one that's koved, the rest is kimandales, but it doesn't count. So, just so by comparing Elon to Bayit, what we're saying is we're not talking about that there's a branch here and a leaf there, we're talking about that there is a layer of tree above it such that it's like it's indoors. Okay? Or under another roof. Okay, continues the Gemara. V'chi chamat meru mitzilato mayhave. Okay, good. So, naniach, we're talking, you know, so chamat meruba, so we don't have to deal with that tachat ha'ilan, right? We don't have that special halacha of tachat ha'ilan, tachat ha'baye, tachat sukkah. But what do I have to deal with? Hakam tzare sach pasul bahadeh sach kasha. Okay? But I have mechubar, even if it's only chamata meruba, but I have schach pasul over the schach kasher, and I am therefore being mitzarev schach pasul with the schach kasher, and that's no good. In other words, the shade is being provided both by schach kasher and by schach pasul. Well, so we saw before. Says Rashi, before we go any further, let's look at Rashi for a moment. Hakam tzarev schach pasul. And I hope you're all sitting down very securely as we read this Rashi. Here we go. Hakamitzare schach pasul mechubar schach pasul hu dichtiv ba'aspecha migornecha umigvecha mimash atam asei migornecha asei sukatcha b'psol gorn k'mo kashen b'psol yekev kigon ashkelot rekaniot uzmorot alma talish ba'ina. Okay? Continues Rashi. What does it mean? Kam tzare schach pasul. Umahani tzel ha'ilam l'tzel ha'schach lahashlim tzilata shel sukkah. Well, let's not use pronouns because it's gonna. Let's be very precise. What's the if what?
If you have sukkah that's chamatamim b'mitzvata, and then you mix in
You mean by mix in?
You can't mix
it
in.
What do you mean by mix in?
Like you put it over
your
sukkah.
Okay, so I have a sukkah, and then above it I have this ilan. And there are branches from the ilan that are providing shade onto the sukkah, right? And I am mitzarev, the mechubar, the sach pasul, Hade Sach Kasher, because in the sukkah, the shade is coming both from the Ilan and from the Sach. And so says Rashi, what's the problem? Umahani tzel ha'ilan l'tzel ha'sach l'hashlim silatashal sukkah. Okay, so in which case is there a problem of Kametz Tarek? When the sach is what?
According to Rashi?
Yeah,
according
to Rashi.
He said Mahani.
Well, Mahani means that
it's
effective, not offensive,
right,
being kosher.
Right, it is best for. Oh, so in other words, the problem is meant to over 20 amos, but it's not a problem.
We're not talking about 20 amos, we're talking about the Elon that's Mechuba.
Yeah, so it's not a problem. He
says
you can do it.
No. The Gemara says, how granted that the Elon is Chamatim, in the case where it's Chamatim Meruba, right? So it's, we're not concerned about Oseh Sukkah Tachara Elon, right? The Mishnah's halacha doesn't apply, but still Kametz Tarek Sach Pasul Bahadei Sach Kasher, and that's no good, right? And says Rashi, what is this problem of Kametz Tarek? Rashi explains what the problem of Kametz Tarek is, because the shade has to be provided by Solik Gorim V'Yekiv, it has to be provided by Talish, right? And here, some of the shade is being provided by the Elon, right? And this is the key line. Umehani, right? Mehani doesn't mean that it's okay. It means that it works. It's effective, right? And it helps. It means that it contributes. Umehani tzel ha'Elon l'tzel ha'sach lehashlim tzilata shel sukkah. So the problem of Kametz Tarek Sach Kasher, Sach Pasul Bahadei Sach Kasher, are we talking about where the sukkah, okay, the sukkah that I want to sit on, where its sach is Chamata Meruba, or where it's Silata Meruba?
Chamata Meruba.
Dafka where it's Chamata Meruba, right? Correct?
Oh, so that's why over here that's really strange.
So on Daf, you just told me when I asked you, right? On Daf Yud, Rashi told me, says very clearly, and I'm 100% with you. Rashi says very clearly on Daf Yud that it's a problem even if the bottom sukkah, right? Even if the sach kasher is silata meruba. That's what he says on Daf Yud. You told me so yourselves. And you're right. On Daf Tet, what did Rashi just say? What's the problem of Kametz Tarek? Because without the Sach Pasul, without the Mechubar, I don't have enough. And so it's being Mashlim, the Tzilat Meruba. Correct? In the case in Daf Yud, I don't need the Lamala Mechaf. Correct? Because the bomb was already Tzilat Meruba. If you were to remove the top sukkah entirely, the bottom sukkah would be kasher. Correct? So if that's the case, why does the top sukkah mess it up? Why is it possible? If the whole point of Kametz Tarek, the whole psul of Kametz Tarek is that part of the requisite shade, right? Part of the shear of the tzel is coming from the sach psul. That's the definition, that's the meaning, that's the whole issue of Kametz Tarek. As Rashi says on Daf Tet, now you should know in general this point over here, this question that I asked you, is a machloket rishonim. Okay, it's a machloket rishonim. But forget about machloket rishonim. Is a machloket whether even in a case of silata meruba we apply the issue of kametz tarek. Okay, but without getting involved in clarifying and tracking, going through that whole forget about the machlofimo. Let's focus on one Rishon, Rashi. Okay? Rishon number one, Rashi. What does Rashi say about it? So it depends which Rashi. Rashi of Daf Tet tells us, is it a problem in the Tzilat Meruba case? No. Rashi and Daf Yud, yes. Okay? Do not be overly concerned, because we will see, as our Hashem, in a few moments, Rashi has a great defender who is going to come to his rescue. Okay? One of the most important defenders of Rashi in general, namely the Pnei Yehoshua. His raison d'etre, really, is to defend Rashi. But okay, that's a different story for this moment. So we'll get to Pnei Yehoshua as Hashem a little bit. So we continue in the Gemara a little bit. Okay, I'll show you. There's more to it. So the Gemara asks, "Hakam itzari tzach pasba itzach kasher amra papa b'shechavtan." Okay, where you stuck it in. What's the chiddush? Okay, may we say that's possibly drabban? No, we don't say it. Hanami tanina. We also have that in the Mishnah. So what's the big deal? Hidla leta gefen veta dalat veta kisam besicha chal gaban psula. V'maya sichu harbe mehen oshik tzatzan kshera. So he hegdami ilam below shalochavtan hakam itzari slach pasul and slach kasha alav kishachavtan shmamina adlo gazrin. Right. So if we have a mishnah, what do I need? This member that's good. So mal detei mahani mili b'diavet aval chatzchila lo kamash malan. Okay. My son Hillel decided that it would be a good idea to do this mishnah, this hidla leah, right at the gefen. Like we have this pergola in front of our house. That's like a wooden frame, right? Which is there specifically, we built for the purpose of using it as a sukkah, as, you know, the beginnings of a sukkah, and put up walls and put up, well, we sort of naturally have kind of enough walls for it to be kosher anyhow, but just so that it's, you know, protecting, to put up walls and to put up schach, right? So we have these, you know, four big, or six, I don't know, whatever, and posts, you know, of the pergola. So Hillel decided, it would be a good idea to take and grow vines, plant vines, next to the base of those two things, and have them start creeping up, and eventually then get to the top, right? And start going over, and then before Sukkah, it's gonna, you know, cut it, right? And anyhow, so he has it all figured out, he's worked out with the task of Alomina Asoy, and how to deal with that, the whole thing, and said, so he decided he wanted to do this Mishnah. I'm telling you the truth. Anyhow, so, that was a very interesting kid. Hope it's not. Okay. So, you met Hill, right? Okay. So,
what?
He's like 12. So, yeah, so he said, well, he learned the Mishnah in Sukkah. He thought it would be a nice idea to do this. Okay, anyhow, so says Rashi, look at Rashi again. There's another Rashi, Dibur Matzvil Hakam Mitzdarev, lower down. Okay. And Rashi, again, this is in the wide lines in Rashi towards the bottom, about the middle of the wide lines in Rashi, HaKamit Tzarev, V'nimtza mesatek b'mechubar, v'afal pishu racha u'muvdal marba hu et hatzel. Right? So it contributes to the shade. V'tzarich liyot silata meruba machmata levad mizeh. That's pretty clear, right? That's even clearer than the last Rashi. The last Rashi was pretty clear. But this one is, if you want to wiggle out of the last one, this one, forget it, right? And that's what we want to do both. But if you look at this Rashi, it's absolutely clear that Kamitztarif is a problem, dafka, where a component of the minimum shear of Tzilata Merubah is contributed by Svach Pasul. But if I have Tzilata Merubah on its own, I needn't worry about anything. So what's Rashi and Daf Yud talk about? Then Rashi and Daf Yud learn Rashi and Terem Bet. Okay, let's continue. So, let's just review this Gemara, see Rashi, and we'll get to how to deal with this problem. Okay? Sukkah gavi sukkah v'chule. Tan Rabban. Batsukot teshvu. V'lo b'sukkah shetachat sukkah. V'lo b'sukkah shetachat ha'ilan. V'lo b'sukkah shetachat ha'bayit. We learn out these three halachot from the same place, the same basic principle. Says Gemara, Adrabba, Basukot, Tartei Mashma, says Basukotei Shvu, right? So this should be Mahadrin, right? This is Gavaldic, right? What could be better? This is Basukotei Shvu. Everyone else is just sitting in a sukkah, but this is Mamish what the Pasuk says, Basukotei Shvu. Could be this year's Chumrah, right? So Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. No, it says Basukot Chaser, right? It's without the Vav, so we learn from that there has to be one sukkah. Okay, in other words, in general, we sit in many sukkot, but the sukkah that we're sitting in has to be a sukkah. I'm Rabbi Yirmiyah. Pam mishashteyim kshero, pam mishashteyim psula, pam mishatachtona kshera velyona psula, pam mishatachtona psula velyona kshera. Right? We can have all the possibilities. How? Pam mishashteyim kshero techidami kigon shatachtona chamata meruba mitzilat. Okay, the bottom one is chamata meruba, and the elyona is silata meruba. The kaima elyona betoch esrim, meaning betoch esrim of the ground. Beautiful. So even the top layer of schach is schach kasher because it's within 20 amot, and the bottom schach is batel. It's kamandalata. So we're in good shape. What we basically have is one big sukkah with a little bit of whatever. Okay. So fine. Pam shesteim psula techidam kigon de travayu tzulata meru mechamata v'kaim elyona lamal meyesrim ama. So then so that's not going to be good because of the fact, and what does it mean lamal meyesrim ama? Yeah, very tricky, right? Very tricky. Okay. But absolutely right. So the top sach is no good because Lamal Meyesrim. The bottom one is no good because it's sukkah tachat sukkah, right? Because it's underneath a sach that is tzilat meruba. But it's and so you can't sit in the top floor because it's sach pasul because and the bottom one is no good because it's sukkah tachat sukkah. Pam shetachtona ksheira velyona psula. Okay, the bottom one is kasha, but not the top. Hechidami. Kigon shatachtona tzilata meruba mechamata. The bottom one is tzilata meruba, so it's good. Vel yona chamata merum tzilata. V'kaima travayu betoch esrim. So you're in good shape. You have no problems here. Okay? So the bottom one is a kasha, so the top one's nothing. Upamim shal yona kshera v'atachtona psula. Hechidami kigon travayu tzilata merum mechamata. V'kaima el yona Betoch Esrim, okay? So that, here we have a case that watch, Elyona Kshera Betachtona Psula, is that both Silata Meruba, okay? And the bottom, and the top one is within Esrim Amma, so the bottom one is possible because of Sukkah Tachat Sukkah. The top one is kasha because it's a good sukkah. It's just built on top of another sukkah. Okay?
Wait,
20 amma from the top one is within 20 amma of the bottom one.
Who cares? But I don't know what's
the
difference
here. Because if it's more than 20 amma, then it's. Wait, this one is the slap of 20? Yeah. Also, then it's really just for the bottom. Right. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what we said.
Not the top. Not the top.
From
not
we went up. It's 20 amot from
the bottom of the top. The bottom of the top. So just
from the bottom of the top. So
your drawings are funny, but like,
not from the.
Because I didn't have.
Not from the top of the bottom, but from the bottom
right,
of the top.
I don't have the one. Like there could be space in between the two. I don't have.
Okay. Not only there could be space, there could be thickness also. In other words, the schach takes up space also, right?
Right, okay, so it's from the bottom of that one.
It's from
the bottom of yes.
Okay. So the Gemara says, Pshita. Okay, fine. You just kind of played out all the different scenarios, but like what are you telling us that we wouldn't know here? So tachtona ksheira v'elyona psula. It's trichale. Mal de tema nixur dilma mitzari slach pasul bahadei slach kasher kamash malan. Okay, so we need to be told in a case where the tachtona is kshera, okay, because it is silata meruba, right? And the top one is psula. And what is the top one? The top one is chamat meruba. So there you need to be told that there isn't a gzeira unto the case where you're being mitzaris sach pasul b'tayis sach kasher. What is that case? It's higher than 20 amot. Right, it's higher than 20 amot, because then you're mitzaref, and that's where Rashi comes along and says two things that seem to contradict what he himself says. Number one, he says that schach lamala mechaf is schach psula, correct? Whereas on Daf Dalet, according to the calculations and, you know, of the Rosh, it comes out that Rashi is entirely based on the assumption that Sach Lamal Mechaf is Sach Kshera, like Rabbeinu Tam in this sugya arguing on Rashi, right? Because it's not Sach Psula, it's just in the wrong place. It's not the same as something which is physically, innately possible, like Mechubar or like Mekabel Tuma, right? It's not the same thing. So Rashi seems to be contradictory on that level. Number two, Rashi, as we said, just the previous Amud told us twice that Kamitztarif is only an issue where the bottom sukkah is Chamata Meruba, and therefore in need of the tzel of the Tzach Pasul. But where the bottom sukkah can stand on its own independently and is it's silata meruba by in and of itself, right? In and of itself, it's silata meruba. So it's silata meruba, what's the kamet starif? The kamet starif, the whole pshat of kamet starif is that part of the requisite shade is provided by schach pasul. But here, I have schach kasher to do that job, so what's the problem? Okay? This is a glaring difficulty in Rashi, okay, and double difficulty. Interestingly enough, I think one can make a case for saying that the two issues, to a certain degree, are actually more than to a certain degree, to a very large degree, and entirely are interdependent. Believe it or not, although they sound like very different issues, they're actually quite related one to the other. Yes, The first question being, how do you categorize schach l'mal mechaf? Is it schach pasul or not? Schach pasul or not? Or is it? And the second question of kamet starif. So, as I said, the Pnei Yoshua. I see you taking pass on, please. The Pnei Yoshua comes to the rescue and provide an explanation, analysis of this Rashi, which Aneiatayti is exactly on target and indispensable. He can't budge in this Rashi without this Pnei Yoshua. Pnei Yoshua, those who are not familiar with Pnei Yoshua, has many important things to say, but his real primary raison d'etre, he says himself, is to defend Rashi, particularly against attacks of Tosafot.
It's like
Mefarshei
Rashi for Gemara?
Something like that, yes. Yeah. Basically. And he, interesting enough, he was following the footsteps of grandfather, great-grandfather, I don't know how many generations exactly, but an ancestor of his, not that far, but an ancestor of his, the Megine Shlomo, who wrote a similar sefer to defend Rashi against the called Megine Shlomo. The Pnei Yoshua did not have Megine Shlomo, at least at first. I'm trying to remember, I think we read something about it, I forget whether he later on acquired, but at least at first when he started writing Pnei Yoshua, he definitely did not have Megine Shlomo, but he knew of it. He knew of the project, right? Of the, and it certainly was part of the, you know, inspiration. In any case, The Pnei Yoshua Daf Yud. It's worth reading the whole paragraph. Let's read it together and see what the Pnei Yoshua has to say about it. I think it's one of these things. It has the hallmark of a great chiddush, in that, you know, once you read it, it's like, of course, that's what's going on. And I think that, you know, and that's true that Littman says. And let's take a look. Beperish Rashi b'dir matzul tachtonu k'shera ve'alyona psula v'chulei. V'alyona l'mal, etc. Ad kal shon. We'll get to skip to ad kal shon. Nirev mivuar milashon Rashi. D'lo sphira le'kashita tatosva d'le'el b'dir matzul hakam etztarif. D'hecha she'tachtonu tzilat meruba tulo mifsala me'machma tziruf alyona. Came and changed sorrowful to tziruf. Okay? In other words, it seems clear here, this is what we said before, right? That Rashi does not say that it being Tzilat HaMeruba on its own takes care of the problem of Kamet Tzarif. He does not say that. Words, despite the fact that Tzilat HaMeruba, you still are concerned about Kamet Tzarif. Why? De'im came because worry to have held like Tosfot, or another way of saying this, worry to hold like Rashi on Daf Tet, right? So you'll see, he says himself, Heikata Rashi Khan, Vi Alyona Lamala Me Esrim, Aptachtona Psula Mishum Tsirif Sach Pasol, Fahacha Ditachtona Lichud Silata Maruba Kidimashma Pashta Lishna Digamara, Depatach Bakama Shatachtona Silata Maruba, Vakati Lohizkir Alyona Klal. Right? In other words, we're talking about a sukkah that's Tzilat Meruba. We haven't even mentioned the top one yet. So clearly, when we say the first one is Tzilat Meruba, we mean on its own, not together with the top, right? So, mashma shatachtona lechud Tzilat Meruba. Ve'im kein. Okay, so the bottom line is, and everything we've seen so far, this is exactly what you people, right, got out of Rashi and Daf Yud. Rashi says, Tzilat Meruba. That even by Tzilat Meruba, it's a problem, right? Vim kein yesu tmoa ala tour, right? So it's a tmoa on the tour. Shekatab b'shem Rashi kishita tatoz l'el. V'acha mashma lehepuch. Right here we see the opposite. El shematzati shabet Yosef katab b'shem agot Mordechai. Shekatab de Rashi chazar bo kan mima shekatab l'el b'dibra matchil. Hakamitzarif the mashma the kai kishitat b'shitat hatosva. Okay, pause for a moment. In other words, says the Kaya, to paraphrase just slightly, that to answer this question, we said Rashi on Tadam and Bad, it would seem, right? Rashi on Tadam and Bad says that the answer to this question of is there a psul with Tzilat Meruba? So Rashi on Tadam and Bad says no. Rashi and Yudam Rav says, yes. Okay? So, what do we do? Pnei Yoshua has, I think, is the answer. He says like this. Give me a break, says Pnei Yoshua. I mean, Rashi... Not that Rashi never changed his mind about science. There's times we find in this Masechta he said this and this, but that from Tedem Abed to Yoram and Alp, right? And he didn't change, it just left like, so here it's this way, and here it's this way, and it's like, no, that's not what's going on. And indeed, it's a huge dochak to say that, right? And granted, you know, it's just, L'chach nir l'niyat ayti, devadai ikar shitat Rashi, kishitat ravya v'riva. He says, no. Rashi holds like the Rav Yon the Riva. The Apal gav da tachtona l'chud tzilat meruba mechamachmat atzma. Afilu hachi psula machmat tziruf sach elyona. Im lo shiyesh betachtona ba'avir shebein anfei elyona chamata meruba yota mitzilata mishum dechol. Ah, here comes the key line. Mishum. Take careful note of this. Mishum. Dechol ma shebetachtona keneged ha'anafim ha'elyonim ein ole l'cheshbon hatzel de'lo'olam hatzel ha'elyon mevatel ma shetachtav kevan de'ikar tzel hu machmat ha'elyona shemegim mipnei hachama v'im kein ha'tachton shalamata heimenu Kiman deleta damu, kamashakatav haran zal gamkein, and other rishonim. In other words, what are you saying? Say like this. If I have mitzvah, okay, and it's silata maruba, and then I have, start with just a little bit just to show you, I have over here, right, a branch that's sticking out. Whatever is directly under that branch is kilu doesn't exist, right? In terms of counting for the tzilat meruba. Why? Because the main protection from the sun is coming not from what's beneath it, right? Basically the idea of an eclipse, right? So the point is that the top eclipses whatever is directly under it. Okay. And therefore, l'fiza, ma shakata rashi zal le'el, b'dibur ha-matfil ha-kam tzarek, u'mahani tzel ha-ilam le'tel ha-sach l'hashlam tzilata shal sukkah, kabanato gam kein l'kach, d'lashon l'hashlam ha-chimashma, d'keva tzel ha-elyon mivatel ma shetachtav, im kein ha-elyon mashlim hechsher sukkah shetiyet tzilata meruba. In other words, saying like this, and we'll go over Rashi and see how it fits beautifully. Like this. Says that if I have my sach, okay? Now this is, the way we're going to look at this is, ki'ilu, you're looking at the floor of the sukkah, okay? The shade, it'll be easy if I do it on the board. We've got ready? We're looking at the floor of the sukkah, okay? Now, and we have, let's say, like this. So we have the floor of the sukkah. And the floor of the sukkah consists of this area. Okay? And I have sach. And we're like looking down at the floor. Okay? I have my sach. And my sach is providing shade, okay, on a certain amount of. Okay, let's say altogether 80%. Okay, 80%. So look down, you see, right, this area, I have my, whatever I have on top, my bamboo, my side, whatever I have, and it's shading down on the sukkah. As a result, 80%. Okay? So the bottom, and this is the bottom sukkah, okay, where the sukkah, lamat me'ilan, where the skamat me'ilan, it's all parallel. And therefore, a little more, 80%. Okay, 80%. Okay, were there no tree, were there no sukkah above it, 80% that the sukkah provides tzilat meruba before. Beautiful, I don't have to measure, I can see easy. However, above it, is a tree, let's say, okay? Or schach from another sukkah, and that other sukkah is 23 amos off the ground, so it's schach pasul. Okay? And what happens? That's Is Hamata Murupa? It is only 45%. Okay, it's Hamata Merubah.
But wherever the sach of the bottom sukkah is underneath the sach of the top sukkah, or wherever it's underneath the branches of the ilan, right? So the sach that lines up from the sach of the bottom doesn't count. So this is not going to end up being 80 minus 45 because it doesn't all overlap, right? Some of it, I can have some sach from the bottom that is not underneath some from the top, right? Because it's not 100%. It's not even a miut. But it's not just that it's a miut, but it's an even smaller miut that overlaps. So let's say that the overlapping part, right? Let's say that the overlapping part is not 45%, but is only 31%. 32%, let's say. Right? 32% overlaps. Okay? So that means that I have to, from this 80%, I have to subtract 32%, and I end up with 48%. Okay? 48%. Meaning that my 51%, right, is, my 51% comes from, right, 48% kasher, but I'm going to need 3%, I mean, I have more than that, but I'm saying, but we'll talk about the minimum,
3%
that is possible, and therefore,
This is
kamitzarev. Part of the tzilata meruba is brought about from pasul, not from chamat meruba. From
why is it possible? Because
over 20 amot above, or because it's mechubar, right? In which case, either the ilan is mechubar, or the sukkah tachatz. Again, the yud amnal case of kamitzarev, we're talking about where it's over 20 amot.
Right.
Okay. So what we're saying is. Okay, when you see this, so now let's look at what Rashi says. You'll see that every Rashi fits beautifully. Yeah.
That's just because I'm confused. Because if there's an Elon, so it's Mkuba Parta, so it's not possible, but if it's Kamatama Bam, so it's not, isn't it okay?
No. It is okay in the sense that it's not Sukkah Tachat Elon. And we therefore don't say, boom, it's not even discussed, it's possible.
Yeah, so it's okay.
No. There are two shlevin. Number one, okay. There's a psul of, and they're not unrelated, but there's a limit how much we can do with this sugya and still keep our focus. So I'm saying it's like this. In terms of the halacha of the Mishnah and the Braita, Abasukot Teshvu Velo Besukah Tachat Sukah, you're right, it's Hamata Maruba, I'm okay. Why? Because it's Batel, but what does Batel mean? That means that there isn't a tree above. There isn't a roof above. There isn't a sukkah above. But there is still, it doesn't disappear. It's still physically there.
Okay, so it should be possible.
It is possible. No, no, no. The schach is possible. And then I have to say, and that's exactly what Mara says. Mara says, granted it's not sukkah, tachat sukkah, but your kamitzari schach possible, bahadi schach kasher. How can I say that just because it's batel, just because it's chamata meruba, I'm home free? It's not true. I'm a batel sach pasul, bahadis sach kasher. Meaning that my tzilata meruba is being provided in part by pasul sach. So even though it's not sukkah tachat sukkah, or sukkah tachat ilam, or sukkah betoch habayit, it still should be pasul. Right? So, meaning, why should there be a difference between chamat meruba or not chamat or tzilat meruba? That's the Gemara's kasha. That's not your kasha. That's the Gemara's kasha.
So,
is that what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the Gemara then answers, no, b'shachav tam. Okay.
Oh.
Right, but
not actually halacha.
Yeah.
I'm saying, I'm just saying, like, sukkah tach ilam,
whereas
chamat meruba wouldn't be okay.
So again, according to Rashi, I'm not talking about bottom line stuff. According to Rashi, what Rashi says is the following. Okay. What Rashi says is the following. That if it's tachat ha'ilan, if it's silat ha'maruba, there's nothing to discuss. Right? Because it's like betol chamayim. There's another layer, there's another roof, you're indoors, nothing to discuss. It's of course possible. If it's chamata maruba, and we're not, not chavtan, it's chamata maruba, right? So then what happens? Well, it depends. If part of the tzilata meruba, if part of that rov tzeah in the sukkah comes from schach pasul, then you still have a problem. It's still a sukkah psula. Right? That's the bottom line.
So
why? Because you need to have, for it to be a sukkah, you have to have tzeah, meaning rov tzeah, right? Because it's defined by rov, whether it's a schach, it's defined by whether it provides rov tzeah. It has to provide, the schach kasha has to provide silata meruba in the sukkah.
So does that mean that, like, if you had a tree with, like, two branches, or, like, really, really sparse schach in the sukkah, you don't know, you really don't have a problem?
Right. Or if you have, let's say you have an ilan, again, according to Rashi, not saying we should do, but we're discussing Rashi. Rashi is saying that if I would have a few branches, right? So and I have enough schach, right? It's like,
so
I can have a case where my let's say my bottom schach, right? I might have a lot of schach on it. It's 95% cover, right? And I have 20% from the ilan. So I'm good because I still have 75% from the sukkah.
Would the area under the branches not be allowed to sit there?
That's a good question. I wouldn't jump to assume. I don't think that that's the case.
Okay.
I don't think that that's the case. Okay, I don't say for sure, but I don't think that that's the case. Okay. But what Mashkeh, I mean, I'm pretty sure that you could sit under it, but what is significant is, what I would say is that, again, it's not only a question of what percentage, how much schach, what percentage of schach you have, and what percentage of ilan you have independently, but you also have to figure out how much overlap there is, okay? Because it's entirely possible, in other words, if you have, right, if you're, like, let's say your schach is like this, and your, I'm sorry, your ilan is like this, and your schach is like this, right, you're going to have less of a problem than if it's like this. Right, so exactly. So the point is, and that's why I said 32. I said 31, but we'll leave it. Yeah, the point is that somebody's saying that, so, and then if it was 30, then it's a very complicated, so you might get involved in that, right, about where it's Nefzal, Nefzal, I'm not involved. But the point is, I just wanted to stick to the issue at hand, and so the issue at hand, but now if you go back to Rashi, Rashi is beautiful. Rashi is totally consistent. Because what does he say on Daf Tet? Right, let's read it again. We have to plug it back in. We have to make sure that it really, really works. And it does. But let's take a look. You decide for yourself. That was my personal opinion that I was expressing. Hakam etzar sach pasol. Mechubar sach pasol hu. Dichtiv. Bas b'cham g'cham umikvecha. Etc. etc. I'm going to skip down a little bit. Alma talash be'inan. Umahani tzel ha'ilan tzel ha'schach la'shlim tzilata shel sukkah. The shade is coming from, right? The tzilata meruba, the tzel is coming from where? It's coming not only from the sukkah, but also from the ilan. And that's a no-no, right? This mechubar. Rashi further down, right? Ha'kametzarev. V'nimsa mesachek b'mechubar. Vav pishu rachok umuvdal marbehu et hatzel, right? Tzarich liyot silatam ruba machmata levad mizeh. Right. In other words, the point is that the tzel has to come from the schach. Right. Right. Because the point is that you have to understand that it is my bat hatzel because
only because it's first impossible.
Right, is it true? That's true. No, but the point is
that the Elon, right? But it works the other way also. In other words, that if you were to remove all the schach that is underneath, okay, then it would still be shade because you have the Elon there. Right? And the point is that what the Pnei Yeshua is saying, and I think it's the only way to read Rashi, is that the sale is being provided not just by the schach that is giving shade, but also by, you know, without that we only have 48%, and therefore we write only because it's mevatel. That's true, but that is the mitzvah. That's what we're talking about. Where it's mevatel. That's the point. So Rashi says that Rashi says two things here and here, both of which are true. He says number one, he says that in a case where on Terem Bet he says that the psul of kamitzarev is where the shade is being provided, partly by schach pasul, right? The requisite shade is being brought in probably by schach pasul. And that's exactly the problem here, because of this idea of bitul. On Yudam and Aleph, what does he say? He says that where are we? He's saying that even though the bottom one, it's true, the bottom one on its own would have been silata meruba were it not under this other sukkah, right? But Lamais, it is under this other sukkah. And therefore, and he goes, what was the Pnei Yeshua's point? That on Yudam and Aleph, it's saying the bottom one in and of itself, if there was nothing above it, what would it be? It would be tzilata meruba, right? It would be tzilata meruba and it would be kasha. But it's under this other sukkah, which is, you know, sparse, but existence. It's chamata meruba, but, and it's tzach pasul, it's lamal mechaf. So that pasuls it, because kamit star is tzach pasul. So I have to say, what do you mean? It's mevatel. It's only mevatel if you need that shade. So the answer is you do need that shade because of the fact that the part that's underneath it is kimandaleta. When you describe the bottom sukkah in and of itself, right, in terms of itself, so yachnami tzilata meruba, right? But when you're talking about where is the tzel in the sukkah coming from, your mitzari schach pasul bahadei schach kasha. Both are true. There's no contradiction between the two ideas, right? Once you say that, again, Pnei Yeshua didn't make this up out of thin air. There are a ton of Rishonim who say this. He quotes two of them. There are a ton of Rishonim who say this. And a ton, but there's certainly a number of Rishonim who say it. Not exactly, but there's certainly a number of Rishonim who say it. He quotes some examples. There are more than he quotes. My point is that, and Pnei Yeshua's point is that once you recognize that which is underneath, right, that which is eclipsed doesn't count, which is not, you know, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. There's what to discuss. It's not pasha, but it certainly makes a lot of sense. Once you say that which is underneath doesn't count because that's not truly what is providing the sale, okay, then there's absolutely no contradiction between Tanum and Yoram and Aleph because both are perfectly true. I would add that really, therefore, the idea of kamitztarev and the idea of sukkah tachat sukkah are really the same basic concept, except in one case you're talking about the actual pieces of schach or whatever, or branches, and one case you're talking about entire layers and how they affect each other, right? In other words, the point is that which is under is irrelevant. We only care about the top, right? Because that's what's providing the tzel. So if you're talking about entire levels, because it's silata meruba, you're talking about entire levels, then you talk about sukkah tachat sukkah, sukkah tachat ilan, sukkah betocha bayit, then the entire tzach is irrelevant. When it's going to look at percentages and pieces and what hangs, there's a level under another level, that's it, there's nothing to discuss. An indoor tzach is not a tzach, period. It's because we're looking at the entirety of it as an entity. When it's chamata meruba, we're talking about a, you know, as it were, a particle by particle analysis of, you know, where's the tzeil coming from, the individual pieces of tzeil, so to speak, you know, the whole shetach and what percentage and where it's coming from. But it's the same basic concept, right? It's really the same basic concept. So when the Gemara says, what does it do that it's chamat meru, but you're still kamit stari v'schach possible b'had v'schach kasher? It's not like the Gemara is introducing something from left field. This is really just the next step in the same concept. Okay, for the same reason that sukkah tachat sukkah is no good, again within this perspective of Rav, the same reason that sukkah tachat sukkah is no good, on a more, you know, holistic level, so kamtar slach pasul b'hai slach kasher is no good on a more, you know, atomistic, whatever the word is. Well, okay, yes. Anyone want to say something? If it's more than 20 amos,
above the ground,
then it's tach above the ground, then it's tach pasul, and then you have to worry about coming
tach.
Okay,
yes,
but which is a whole issue in and of itself, but that's what Rashi holds.
But the reason that's strange is if you say the whole reason of the 20, like the whole reason for the
because it doesn't provide shit.
Right.
Right, right, right. And that's why I said, caucus was a very quick comment, just in passing, that I mentioned that it could well be that part of the issue of what's going on in this sugya here has a lot to do with what approach you take to what the psula of Chaf Amma is, right? And therefore, maybe this sugya has implications for, you know, what shita we're accepting, okay? And that's certainly possible. You know, or what assumptions certain Mishonim are making about, you know what I'm saying? That is a very valid point and something to keep in mind. I kind of hinted at that just, you know, quickly as we went into the sugya, or when we got to that point, that's, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted us to look at it, because it is something important to keep in the back of mind. You're absolutely right, that is relevant to the issue.
So
no
right,
question about it. Mm-hmm. What are you saying? You're absolutely right. That's absolutely true. That's certainly something to think about in terms of this sugya and how it relates to the previous sugya. You know, certainly in terms of Rashi, 1,000%. Okay, yeah, and it's true for other Mishnayos as well, but you know, in different ways. Right. That's in terms of Rabbi Yonatan, right? For sure. Yes.
It just
kind of
makes me like, I just feel like
this
doesn't fit with Rashi. Like, I don't know. That's what Rashi meant. Like, why didn't you just say it in a clear way? Like, I don't know. Like, also, like, his first suggestion that he just threw away automatically about Yeshua, that, well, maybe when it says the bottom one says Hamubam and Tumasan Kaba and Hamubam and Tumasan Kaba, really the bottom one on its own is Hamubam and Tumasan Kaba, the top one is mashing it so that it becomes Hamubam and Tumasan Kaba. So,
why does he reject that?
Yeah, like, I understand he says reject it because, like, then the Gemara would say that, like, it's two from a time of bombing to the house. But, like, I feel like that's easier to read as the Gemara than what he's saying to read as Rashi. It's just, like, because Rashi says, like, he says, like, Marbad, I don't know, like, just Lashon Ruach, like, I don't know.
Well, which Lashon?
Like, Marbad, who has a tail.
But without the tzeil that the Elon is providing, it would only be 48%. Now it's 51%. That's my bad tzeil. I don't think he means that were the Elon not to be there, there would be, you know, less tzeil, which is true anyhow, because it's, besides the overlap, it's, but that's not the point. The point is that I think when he's talking about Marbeat HaTzeil, he's talking about, remember, you have to take it in context. You can't just take that one phrase. The context is Kamitztarev Schach Pasul, meaning that the tzeil provided by the Elon is a contributing factor as Rashi says, the right contributing factor to the total of the Tzilat Merubah. Okay, so this is step two. Okay? Step two. How are we doing here? Step two. Okay. The next stage is we now have to try to understand, the Itztava Rashi. Okay? We have to understand the issue of how the Rush works with Rashi. Okay, so now that we've a little bit learned this sugya, I'm going to ask you to take a little bit of time to go back to consider, and now we've clarified Rashi a bit with the help of Bnei Yeshua, like to now have you to consider, and discuss, and think out the question that we started with before going to the sugya, namely. And before we just had, I just told you there's this Rashi, right? Now you've seen the Rashi, you've learned the Rashi, you've considered the Rashi. I'd like to now consider how does Rashi in our in the sugya we just learned in Tet and Daf Yud, right? Daf Tet and Daf Yud, how does it work with the Rush? Okay, that's the next stage. I had to take you through the process step by step by step, but we walk a few steps ahead. Okay, so we're gonna pause, literally and figuratively, and have you think about that, and then we will discuss it, as Hashem, shortly.